So why don't we go ahead and talk about you fighting with the homeless guy?
Listen, y'all ain't finna put me out there like I'm out here just being mean to homeless people.
Why don't you defend yourself?
Because let me tell you something. Homeless people are mean. And they choices. They got a smart damn mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And you caught my, he just caught my ass on the wrong day.
So what happened?
Okay, dude said, hey, man, we're going into McDonald's, across the street.
Uh-huh.
Walk down there to the, what they call that, the square? Walk down there to the square, go to the little ghetto McDonald's.
We got that.
That particular one.
Stop trying to make the story long.
Hey, bro, hey, I get something to eat. I said, okay, I'm not giving you any money, but I will get you something to eat.
Right.
Okay, so I go in there and buy him a number three.
What's the number
quarter
three?
Quarter pounder with cheese, no onions, and some french fries.
That's pretty good. I like the onions.
You know, and then I bought him an apple pie.
You got him a dessert.
Yeah,
told. Got him a dessert. So I go out there and get to him. He gonna say, instead of saying thank you, he said, God damn, I can't get nothing to drink.
What?
Oh, you didn't get the combo.
But number three comes with a drink. He tried to snatch the bag, man. Well, I had to keep that extra orange drink for myself.
He was thirsty. You got thirsty in the midst
of you can get you something to drink. I went in to give it to him.
And so then what happened after?
He tried to snatch the bag back, and I punched him in the chest, and they broke us up. They feisty. They don't ask you, how you doing? How you doing? So, can I get something to eat?
Okay.
Can you buy something to eat? You ask, I don't care if you're homeless or not. You ask somebody how they doing, first of all, before you ask what.
Kim, how he doing? He homeless.
Exactly.
Like, nah, but some of the people act like they're entitled.
You know homeless?
You just told me he was homeless. Everybody that saw it is.
Okay, he was out there with the homeless, so we don't know where he lived. We don't know where his
position. Well, he didn't have on no shirt or no shoes. That's the first clue.
Okay, he had on a shirt, and he had on some jeans.
Did he have on some shoes?
Now, I had to take a bath when we got there, when they broke us up. Oh, but I had to go home and take a good-ass bath.
So you stole him in his chest, dog?
Now I punched him in his damn chest.
Did he grunt a little?
Huh?
Did he grunt?
Yeah, he went,
How old was he?
About 60.
Oh, Ricky. What's up, LL Cool J?
Okay, but wait a minute, though.
That's your L.
But wait a minute. He shouldn't have tried to snatch. You don't snatch nothing out of my hand.
He was 30.
I hadn't gave it to him yet. For real. Sit up there and tug on the bag. You almost tore the bag. Hell yeah, I punched him in the chest. They got to be respectful.
Now,
if you want somebody to feel sorry for you in a bad situation, humble yourself. You ask somebody how they doing before you sit up there.
But he's stressed.
I'm stressed. Hell.
But there's the thing.
The thing about that, he ain't got to get up and be bothered with all this. He ain't got to go to work. He ain't got all these kids. He got to be bothered. I'm stressed.
Let me tell you why he's mad.
Money don't bring happiness.
Well, it don't bring happiness, but he's out in the streets. So that man lived out in the streets. And hell, you got
okay, if somebody
up.
Give you something, you just put a smile on your face and say, I don't give a damn if it's a fillet of fish.
That was good.
If I just gave him a fillet of fish or some chicken nuggets, the answer is thank you.
But they still stressed, though.
But I know next time, I bet I won't get his ass.
I'm going to tell you why he's upset.
Why?
You bought him that apple pie. Everybody on the face of this earth knows that McDonald's apple pies ain't been the same since they've been baked. They was better when they was fried.
This is true.
And you know he was going to choke, and you know he needed something to drink. You should have.
He had something to drink, damn Thunderbird.
No, he needed that orange soda. And what did you do again? What happened? Explain to me what happened with the orange drink again, why he didn't get that full combo.
I'm not going to give him that orange drink.
That orange drink, so fat.
I swear to God. That man, that big old McDonald's straw, that sweet. I think it's high C.
It's high C that come in them cans.
Let me tell you something, my brother, black people and white people, Jews and Gentiles. If you ain't never had nothing good to drink, that damn McDonald's orange drink.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And then you go home and I peed so long. The water levels went down in the toilet. It flushed by itself. Yeah, you pour some mop water off and it said.
Okay, nobody really wants to hear that.
And if you mix that orange with Sprite,
what?
Bruh.
Turns it into something else.
Bro, what you know about that?
Turns it into Fanta.
Tell us one last time how you responded to that orange drink.
I'm not gonna.
That orange soda be so good. It's like a grown folks Capri Sun.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.